Dr. Kizer Beach said vaccinated persons who have contracted the Omicron variant of COVID-19 would most likely be admitted for their symptoms rather than having severe complications and death like the unvaccinated. She said all persons, whether vaccinated or unvaccinated, should try their best to remain safe.
Pfizer put out some information recently stating that five months after the last dose of the vaccine, you should be getting your booster. So we all need to be, whether we are vaccinated or not, we need to be very careful. If we are vaccinated, we do have some reduced vulnerability to severe disease and death. That's not disputed. But what needs to happen is that even though you're vaccinated, and especially if you are greater than 5 months since your last dose of your vaccine, you should be extremely careful in terms of, you know, wearing your N95 mask. Well, actually, everybody should be wearing an N95 mask now, or a double mask at least. But what we're saying is that unvaccinated people with Omicron are still more likely to become significantly ill and die as compared with vaccinated persons. Vaccinated persons, when faced with Omicron, they can have the symptomatic disease in terms of they get infected, but they would normally have a very mild disease and are less likely, because they're vaccinated, Omicron, less likely to have severe disease and less likely to be admitted, less likely to die.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer Beach. Regionally, the Trinidad-based Caribbean Public Health Agency, CAFA, says there is a need to ensure that standards are maintained for medicines used in the treatment of diseases, including the coronavirus pandemic that has killed and infected thousands of people in the Caribbean. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 10,960. Internationally, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said foreigners wishing to enter the United States via a land border, no matter the reason for their trip, will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 starting Saturday. The United States, which had largely closed its borders to the outside world at the start of the pandemic, reopened to most travelers in November on the condition that they are vaccinated. Meanwhile, an American Airlines plane traveling from Miami to London has had to turn back because a passenger refused to wear a face mask. The airline said the flight with 129 passengers on board returned to Miami where police were waiting. They escorted a woman in her 40s off the plane. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.